Our next item is conditional use 1662, Kimberly Elliott.
A question for Mr. Robertson.
Okay.
She said something about selling produce that might not be her own grown. Can we include that in as far as garden supplies? Can we include that in
garden-related supplies?
Or can, you know, can we say garden supplies including produce?
Well, maybe, hold on a second. I mean, I think it sort of falls under that broad category, and I think it probably falls under the broad category of what she was approved for by the Board of Adjustment based on what Mr. Lang stated.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I think either way. You might want to just clarify that if you're going to make a motion, just so there's no question.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I recommend we approve CU 1662, Kimberly Elliott, to operate a garden center and craft business based upon the record and for the following reason. This application with the condition and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The operation of a garden center and crafts to include produce will not generate a significant increase in traffic. The recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulation. Hours of operation will be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Sunday. The months of operation shall be April 1st through November 15th. No lighting shall shine on neighboring houses or on State Route 54. The operation will be for sale of crafts, garden supplies, including produce. And then the final site plan is subject to approval of planning and zoning.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1662 Kimberly Elliott with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
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 I can get it.
Opposed? Carried.